Well, this morning we're getting a chance to catch up with some of the top graduating seniors from Exira EHK School District. We'll be speaking with Ashley Hansen, Easton McCarthy, and also Kate Hansen. And we're going to start off. I'll let you introduce yourself, your folks, and where you're from.
My name is Kate Hansen. My parents are Ben and Ryan Hansen, and I am from Exira.
And what's been some of the favorite coursework that you've had here at Exira EHK?
My favorite work has definitely been working for the music department. Choir, band, theater, speech, all that's been really fun. I also like working for the arts classes. Those have been very good to help my progression as a student and as a future adult.
Is that kind of stuff that's always interested you?
Yeah. For all 4 years, I've been in all those classes.
Gotcha. Any teachers that kind of stand out to you that maybe have had an impact on you?
Yeah. My art teacher, Mrs. T, has always been pushing me forward to do my projects to my best. Mr. Parmley and Miss Allen, my choir and band teachers, have also been doing that, and they've created sort of a community for kids like me within this school.
Extracurriculars, other stuff you've been involved with, obviously probably led me into some of that, but what have you done?
Like I said, I've been in the music department for 4 years in everything that I listed before. Art for 4 years. I've done cross country for 4 years. Softball and track for 3. And then I've also been a member of Student Council, Leo Club, Spartan Media Group, and just all sorts of leadership stuff.
Do you have any particular fond memories or things that stand out for you accomplishment-wise that you really are proud of?
Accomplishment-wise was being the lead role in our Moana musical this year. Memory-wise, it was working on the Little Mermaid musical my sophomore year before COVID happened. It was probably my most memorable moment.
Well, what are your future plans here? What's next for you?
I'm going to UNI for the fall semester next year, and I'm going to major in graphic design.
All right. Do you have any plans on what you want to do with that once you move past school?
Ideally, in the end, I would like to work as a concept artist for DreamWorks, but working up to that will take many years. So graphic designer, concept artist, freelance artist, illustrator, whatever it takes.
Certainly some strong goals there. Have you kind of had some experience with your artwork and those types of things as far as, what maybe would take you in that direction?
Yeah, I've been taking many online classes as well as submitting my art both to internet forums and to this art fair that we did just to get feedback.
Gotcha. Obviously, if you achieve that goal, then you're going to answer my next question, but kind of down the road, 10 years, where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself moving somewhere else, or you just kind of go with whatever takes you?
Wherever work takes me, ideally I'd like to move up north a bit farther, northwest, maybe towards Nevada, California, Oregon, those states, just wherever work takes me.
Okay. If you could give some advice to the youngsters that are just getting started here with their high school career, what would you tell them?
I know it may seem scary, but you have to try everything, at least just once.
Any other particular memories you want to share here before we leave you?
Not particularly.
Well, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on your high school career, and we wish you the best of luck here as you move forward.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on down the line here, and we'll go to our next young man here. We'll have you introduce yourself, your folks, and where you're from.
My name is Easton McCarthy. My parents are Amber and Jim McCarthy, and I'm from Elkhorn, Iowa.
And what's some of the coursework here in your time at Exira EHK that you've enjoyed?
I like a lot of the art stuff that we do. Teacher's very nice. A lot of on-hands work. Also, a lot of our science stuff. Also very hands-on. You do stuff like that.
Particular teachers maybe that have had an impact on you?
Definitely Miss Schwery. She's very chill, very down to earth. Also Mr. Tony Peterson, been here for 35 years, a lot of knowledge in there.
A lot of hot air too sometimes, right?
Definitely. Loves to talk.
Yeah. Extracurriculars, other stuff you've been involved with outside of the classroom?
I was in basketball for 3 years, track for 1, Leo Club for about 2, National Honor Society. Yeah, teaches you a lot about leadership and, time management.
You have any particular memories or accomplishments from those activities?
Probably art fair this year in freshman year, win some awards. We didn't have it the past 2 years because of COVID, but, came back this year.
Any particular type of work that you like to do in that realm, or you kind of dabble in a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything, you know. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Future plans, so what's next up here for you?
Going to Iowa State University to major in engineering.
Okay, do you have a particular set of engineering you're going to focus on, or are you just going to see what interests you once you get there?
See what interests me when I get there. Not too sure yet. Yeah.
Down the road, do you see yourself around the area here, or are you just going to go with wherever maybe the road takes you?
I don't really know yet, but I do like small town, you know, rural communities, so.
So the eighth graders coming in, some of the youngsters, what kind of advice would you pass along to them?
It's pretty simple. Just, you know, don't be lazy. You know, go out of your way, do things, try new things, and get your work done on time.
So no procrastinating, right?
A little bit of procrastinating.
So how big is your class? Do you know, have an idea?
25 or 26.
And do you all seem to get along well? Or?
For the most part, yeah, we all like each other. Yeah. Or at least can stand each other.
Well, you probably have not much of a choice, too, when it's that many people, right, going to cross paths at some point. Well, certainly congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish here, and we wish you the best of luck here as you move forward, too.
Thank you.
All right. Move on down the line. Our next young lady, we'll have her introduce herself, her folks, and where she's from.
I'm Ashley Hansen. I'm the daughter of Michelle Phippen and Ryan Hansen, and I'm from Kimbleton.
All right. What's some of the coursework here that you've enjoyed?
I've really enjoyed taking art classes and English.
So the art apparently is a popular thing for a lot of the class, and you had some success with it, too. Anything, I guess, in that realm that you've done that you really enjoyed or had good memories from?
Our teacher, Ms. Tigerstrom, has made everything super enjoyable. But I've, like, really focused on paintings and, like, pencil drawings.
Okay. You just mentioned a teacher, but any other teachers that you had maybe an impact on you?
Her, and then this year, Emma Byerline. She was a super good teacher and made it fun.
Another one that has a little bit of hot air there sometimes.
Yeah.
Extracurriculars, things you've been involved with outside of class?
The Leadership Club, Talented and Gifted, Quiz Bowls, NHS. That's probably about all of them.
Okay. Any other memories from those activities?
It's been super fun to, like, help out in the community and help and work with younger kids and stuff.
Have you had any particular projects in that realm, or what kind of things have you done that maybe have had you interact with the community some?
Well, for our tag, me and another classmate, Macy, started a project where we got school supplies and we handed them out to the teachers at the beginning of the year, and that was super fun to work with.
Your future plans, what's next up for you?
I plan on going to DMAC for a business administration degree.
Okay, and do you have plans what you want to do with that down the road?
No, I'm kind of undecided there, and I'll kind of figure it out as I go.
Gotcha. Down the road, do you have a particular area that you would like to be in? Do you see yourself coming back around the state of Iowa, or are you going to move on wherever it takes you?
I'll kind of just move wherever it takes me. I would love to, like, live out west in, like, the mountains and stuff, but I'll just kind of go with it. Yep.
Eighth graders coming in, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would just tell them to enjoy it more and try to have more fun because it does go really fast.
We appreciate your time. Congratulations on all you've accomplished here, and we wish you the best of luck here as you move on.
Thank you.
That's Ashley Hansen, Easton McCarthy, and Kate Hansen, some of the top graduating seniors from Exira EHK High School.